Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Everyone, big special ep. Today, Christmas episode airing here sometime in July.
Are you in a Christmas spirit right now?
I'm in some sort of spirit.
Yeah. What spirit would you say?
I don't know. It might be Christmas spirit. My hopes are high. It's season 5, second to last episode. We all know 98's a good year. I remember 97, Christmas of 97, there is a little young Robert getting an adorable little stuffed animal Dalmatian that pisses. You put water in it, and it pisses. It leaks all over the floor. So,
like immediately?
I think there was a button, or did it spontaneously? Either way.
Did it, like, walk around?
No, I don't think so.
So just stood there and pissed in the same spot the whole time?
Yeah.
I knew a couple girls like that before.
Yeah. Couple two-tree gals.
Two-tree girls.
Yeah, that was a big Christmas for me. It's good. I think I only put water in it once, because I'm like, why am I cleaning up piss all the time? I don't know how you market that.
That must be why you're so into squirting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super Soakers.
Super Soaker 2000.
The 2000.
You think Sonny's a squirter?
Was squirting big back then? I feel like it just happened.
Yeah.
It just happens. Yeah. Right. I think it just spontaneously just happened one day.
Or do you think we've only just invented squirting recently?
I think the dildos have gotten way too big.
They're too big or just really good? Is it size?
Or I think it's
not quality over quantity.
I feel like a girl is never a squirter until she like brings out a dildo, and then once it squirts, you can't shut that valve.
Once it pops, the fun don't stop.
Yeah,
it's just like Pringles.
It's like one of those dogs; it won't piss, but once you put a water bottle on its asshole,
it just leaks.
Yeah.
So it might not have even been meant to leak. You're just putting too much water in, and it's just.
Yeah,
he's bursting.
God's up there like, don't put the water bottle in there. This is exactly what I knew was going to happen. And then guys are like, I'm like, yeah, isn't it gross? And the guys are like, I feel like a god. He's like, I'm God. No, just, yeah. So then 9/11 happened.
Yeah, that kind of ruined everything for sports.
Yeah. it really did. You can't bring those dildos on airplanes anymore, you know?
Damn, it's because of the lithium batteries.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, we can go down that rabbit hole, too. But let's just say, yes, I am in the Christmas joy today. What about you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I would say that I usually, from my memory of watching these Christmas episodes, and, like, any special episodes, it's like, they're never that good. But this was fucking awesome.
This was great.
This is possibly best Raw. And maybe it's because my expectations were low, but this had it all.
This did have
intrigue,
everything we
sex,
wanted.
Sex. Yeah. Reindeer. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Backstabbing. Bowels.
Bowels. A lot of bowels.
A lot of bowels.
Some
vowels, even.
Yeah. A.
O. Sometimes Y.
I tell you what vowels are the most important here. E-U.
Exactly. Because we've got a pretty big announcement early on here.
Yeah, so let's actually, how we kick off this Raw is actually pretty amazing. We got DX, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, with China in the ring. And both of these gentlemen are wearing white robes.
Ooh, very classy.
That were clearly stolen from the Holiday Inn hotel. Yes, absolutely.
Probably the hotel Brian Pillman died in, they took it from.
Grab all the evidence, you sons of bitches. Yeah, I could see that actually happening. And Shawn is calling out The Undertaker here.
Well, they have a match at Royal Rumble. few weeks away still.
I thought that was with Kane. Oh, no, that is for the title. You are correct. I'll edit that out. yeah, so Sean is facing The Undertaker, calls him out a little bit, and says, ask all the ladies. I don't really rest in peace, because I can be up all night long.
Good one, Sean.
Great one, Sean.
Because he's all hopped up on drugs.
Yeah.
I can't get it up.
I can do it too if I'm doing whatever you're doing, Sean.
Yeah.
But how about I get another? Oh.
They don't call you the heart attack kid for nothing.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Let me do a line off here. No. Okay, and then...
Would you, given the opportunity, do a line off Shawn Michaels' dick?
I feel like that's a no-brainer for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I would agree. You have to. We have a podcast all about it.
The only thing that would say no about that is, like, Shawn Michaels now.
No, it would be 90.
Like pre-retirement. Pre-retirement, no doubt. About
between 92 and 97, Shawn Michaels line off his dick.
Yeah, it's prime Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
I would really do it to anyone in their prime.
Like, anyone?
In their prime.
Oh, any wrestler, not yeah. just any person. You do it like.
There's a lot of guys in high school that peaked. I made sure I got line off their boners. Yeah.
Hey man, you seem like you're doing pretty well for yourself. Can I?
Yeah.
Just can you get a
boner? Damn, prom king. Yeah, it did. It's you're all like, downhill from here.
You're like, oh man, I really wanted to do a line, not just a bum.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, but, the space you know, wasn't there. To
two tree bumps, and you're out of line. Yeah. Got a line. Triple H and HBK. Oh, yeah. By the way, Triple H calls out Little Owie here, too.
Little Owie.
Wouldn't that be a cool tag match? Owen Hart, Undertaker versus DX?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That cool. would be the weirdest be cool. thing.
But yeah. It would be like weird, but it would work.
Yeah, it would work.
Yeah. It would just get interrupted by Kane. So, I mean, like the ending.
Yeah, no, it's like whatever.
Triple H and HBK both drop. Those Ramada Inn towels, because we know that's where Brian Pillman was staying.
Yep.
The Ramada Inn. 49.
What's the Ramada with you?
Oh, we'll get to Solitaire since here in a bit. But they both drop their robes, and it's exposed that they're wearing. It is bleeped out with like a big DX thing. Or
DX, not appropriate for children.
Yeah, but they're wearing white thongs here.
Mm, sounds hot.
It was. You saw it.
I did see it.
Yeah. Sergeant Slaughter comes out because he wants to ruin Christmas for all of us, I guess. Yeah.
Slaughter Claws, they call it.
This is where I call it, say, bye, humbug.
Shawn Michaels.
That's a
bye, humbug. You maggot.
Great impression. The fact that you do the underbite with you it is even maggot. Better. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
And you spit yeah. all over, yeah. We'll have to break the core of the lens, but it's authentic. It's yeah. snowing here for the Christmas special. Sergeant Slaughter says that he's got a little Christmas present for them as well. He says Sean is going to give up that EU title, European title, here tonight. And Sean says, I will
do it.
He says, I will do it. I'll anyone.
Anybody, anytime, any place.
Any place. And he smiles and says, great, your opponent will be, am I doing it right? Hunter Hearst Helmsley. What a fucking twist, though.
Whoa, now they gotta face each other and they're friends?
I thought this was a holiday smash.
I know, and we're just throwing curveballs off the get-go.
So Triple H says, I know what you're thinking, Slaughter. You're just going to give him, or you're going to basically have him go against me so he can lose his title. And then Sean's like, whoa, I wouldn't lose the title.
Yeah, get yeah, real. Yeah, you're just Triple H with China.
You're just Triple H with China. yeah, so these guys are kind of going at it exactly what Sergeant Slaughter wants. And before Sean can get another word in, the DX music hits. And everything they argue basically all the way backstage. Now, good little segment. Not only is that great, but we get to see Mankind again. Not Dude Love.
Mankind. We said he was ripping his hair out left and right. He was getting a little... And then he got his ass beat.
He is back. Exactly, and back exactly where we want him.
The bowels of the building.
The bowels of the building.
The B.O.B. Bowels of the building.
Bowels of the building. Bowels and Mankind says, I just wanted to drink eggnog.
And make the Yuletide game.
It was so good. And he says, basically calling out the New Age Outlaws. And I did, this was a good pun. He says, it will be the fight before Christmas. Good little one-liner there. Yeah. So, they got beef. I mean, he's beat them both singles matches. You think they can do a handicap match against Mankind?
Or they can do a tag match. Dude Love Mankind versus the New Age Outlaws. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. I mean, if Madonna could do that many wardrobe changes in a concert, I think he could handle one 15-minute match.
Well, I don't think he gets to make out with Britney Spears like she did.
Oh, yeah, that was right.
Well, remember how hot that was in 2003?
Yeah, and then I remember Halle Berry.
Halle Berry from she the was movie up there, Swordfish?
And she goes, you see Swordfish, you see these. And I'm like, I heard it sucked, so... I'll just have to keep using my imagination. I just saw the picture on
MrSkin.com.
Mr. Skin?
That was the website, right?
Well, why are we plugging other shit?
I thought that was our sponsor. I wouldn't have mentioned it. I've never
Is Mr. Skin from Knocked Up?
No, yeah. The whole premise in Knocked Up is that they're making a website to tell you exactly where boobs are shown.
Right, and he's like, oh, you mean like Mr. Skin? Yeah. Like,
it's like they've been working on it for 5 years, yeah, and it's a website that's like everybody knows about.
Yeah. But what's it called, Mr.
Yeah,
Skin?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, you mean like Mr. Skin?
Yeah.
I thought that was just something made up.
No, it's a real
thing. I wasn't a fucking pervert back then. I like that study.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't watch Swordfish? But then you were like, what, I'll wait for it to come out on VHS?
Yeah. Well, yeah, then you keep them forever. Also, it wasn't even that good of a tit scene.
No, they were just there.
I know, but it was just like, how do you make it like artsy?
It was like Jeremy Kiss said, why'd Halle have to show her tits to get an Oscar? No, wasn't even that movie. Why'd Halle have to let a white man pop her to get an Oscar? Why'd Denzel have to go crooked before he took it? Jadakiss, why? Why they made their new 20s? Because I got them my old ones. That's why. Yeah. Shout out to Jadakiss.
Yeah, shout out to Jadakiss. But guys, we got one more thing for you. What would be a Christmas episode without Santa Claus himself? Santa in the ring with a chair, big burly beard. And
in a New York accent.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm from the North Pole.
What you gonna North Pole do Bronx.
Yeah. North Side. Yeah.
Who you know? Where you from, Manhattan? Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. You get 2-3 presents and cry about it.
2-3 presents. So he has we thought a young girl comes in on his lap, and he keeps calling her a young boy. But we did some research. Without Klaus,
we got our papers.
We did some research. It was one of the Usos.
That's so funny that we even looked that up because I'm like, because you said, is that Sasha Banks?
Yeah, it looked like a girl, like the hair is long. And it looked like a feminine features, but he keeps saying, oh boy. And I'm like, all right, I got to look this up.
Cause it's funny we did our homework because I'm like, I'm sure that's somebody, right?
Right.
That's got to be somebody's kid or nephew or sure shit.
Yeah, Bruce Pritchard mentioned it in his podcast. He's like, it was one of the Usos. He didn't remember which one because they're twins. They probably looked more alike back then.
Yeah.
So one of them didn't have as many DUIs, so you couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So Santa keeps asking, in my notes I put a girl, but it did sound like a little boy, though, if that makes sense. Even though like they're so young, they all kind of sound squeaky.
Like,
it did sound like a boy.
He says, you're not the real Santa Claus. So
and he goes, what? Well, I'm going to... And then the kid leaves, and he's like, well, let's bring out Sable and see what she wants.
Well, that was what he was pissed about. Is he was supposed to be Sable. He's like, Sable's not coming. Hmm. And this just little boy was on his lap. He's like, you're not Sable. He's like, you're not the real Santa Claus.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But someone comes out.
Someone to figure this. We need somebody to figure this out.
Yeah. He always got to start with the glass break. The psh.
That was you. You were doing shit.
Oh, well, you jumped the gun.
No, you were... We had it timed.
So then we're like, where's Sable at? And now we hear...
Dude,
what are you doing?
Edit this out, man.
What are you doing?
Just do the glass thing. All right.
Welcome back, guys. And we're like, where the heck is Sable? And then.
It was Stone Cold.
It was Stone Cold, guys. I don't know if you didn't hear the glass breaking when I did it or the. So Stone Cold comes out, and do we spend time? He gives Santa a stunner.
Stunner Santa.
Yeah.
Santa got stunnered.
That's good.
Santa got stunnered by reindeer.
By rattlesnake.
Hanging out on wrong Christmas Eve. Wait till our Christmas WWE Christmas album comes
great
out.
Great. Worship residue. Yeah.
Wham, wham, ba, wham, ba, wham.
Sable's pills, crush them all the way. Snort one line, then go to the bowels and have a hand job to Sabu. Yeah. All right, backstage, the camera is panned to the DX locker room, and you can hear them bickering for sure. They're still arguing back there about the EU title match coming on, so we'll get to that later. And here's a match that was not plugged that we thought was phenomenal. Well, we're just a good match. Yeah. Dwayne
The Rock
Johnson versus the
Undertaker.
Yeah, in a no title match.
Oh, but, no title.
No title.
Just regular match.
Yeah.
No title.
So Undertaker goes, starts the match off doing a little old school here. Goes up on the rope. One step, two step, and peeks out Paul Bearer from the corner of his eye. Meanwhile, Kamu Mustafa hits him with a low blow onto the dick, falls onto the rope, onto his dick, and then falls. So creatures so of the night.
The dick, then on the rope, dick, then falls down.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of dick action.
Yeah. Both creatures of the night took a hit. Mm-hmm. Lefty and righty.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rock is actually just kicking ass for probably a good 6 to 7 minutes here. And finally, Undertaker lands a choke slam to end the momentum. Then Taker hits a tombstone, and it looks like Nation of Domination are just going to let Undertaker, the lights go out. There must be a winter storm. Oh, you're doing the Kane thing? Oh, yeah, it's Kane. Yeah. So Tom and I were watching this episode, and God, how erotic is Kane's theme song?
Oh, it's hot. Could you imagine just like getting down with your lady?
What if you're just doing that to Paul Bearer?
I bet if you're eating a chick out and you made the sounds with your mouth from that song, it would be like a vibrating mouth. Oh, they'd be squirting. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, yeah. That's what they'd
What's
be
your
like,
secret?
Oh,
you're like, you know Glenn Jacobs?
Oh, Mayor of Knoxville. Mayor of Knoxville.
Yeah. You know he was a former wrestler, right?
Yeah,
fair.
Diesel.
Yeah, no, after that.
Oh, yeah, fake Diesel, right?
No, like
real Diesel?
No.
Oh.
Still in WWE. Remember rivalry with Undertaker?
Kane, the Executioner.
No, Kane.
No, that was Brock Lesnar.
Kane.
Yeah. It's got to be Kane, yeah.
Have you ever listened to his theme song? Enunciate a little bit. It can't work.
Is it abortion? No, what's going on here?
If you killed a kid with embalming fluid, it will come back 25 years later.
That's what he was saying. He's like, look, I'm all pro-choice, but look, if we're going to kill the kids, it's got to be with embalming fluid.
Yeah, it's the safest way.
Didn't work for him?
No. No, it didn't. Huh.
However, this is the closest we get to Undertaker almost maybe hitting Kane.
Yeah, Kane attacks him, and then Undertaker grabs him by the throat for a split second. And Kane just continues to kick the shit out of The Undertaker. So something's got to give here. I feel like it's going to keep building up until the Royal Rumble. And I feel like eventually the match right before that, Undertaker might get a little bit of the upper hand, but we'll see.
I hope so.
That's how I see it playing off. But I know that was good. And let's just get this title match right out of the way,
That's quick, buddy.
EU title match. Shawn Michaels versus Triple H. And Shawn Michaels coming out.
Triple H is coming out, right?
No, Shawn comes first.
Oh, does he come out first?
I always come first.
He comes out second.
Right.
Later.
What are you doing?
Well, you didn't put it in the notes. If you want me to remember it, put it in the fucking notes.
Triple H comes out. China's already in the ring. And using the ramp this time. Following all the rules, little Owe attacks Triple H from the back, and we might not have this match at all.
Yeah, it takes him out of the knees.
Boom, you know what? You can't do that. All right, let's go backstage where we have the New Age Outlaws in the deep, deep bowels.
Bowels, baby!
You have to do that every time I say bowels.
All right.
So New Age Outlaws, they have hard hats on with lights, just going deep into the balls.
Balls,
and
man.
They are looking for. They're looking for Mankind, and they finally find him rummaging through some sort of
looking for a 2x4.
Looking for a 2x4 somewhere in the bowels.
Bowels, baby.
And they beat the shit out of him. Lo and behold, it is. It's not Mankind.
It's just some guy.
Yeah. He's like, I thought I'd be cool alone here in the bowels.
Bowels, baby.
But I guess not. Damn it, bowels.
Bowels, baby. Do you think that, like, it's just I'm living down here and you're fucking up my whole existence?
Yeah. Because
they have to get pretty far down there to find this guy.
Down in the bowels?
Bowels, baby.
Yeah. I mean, this has to be named Bowels, baby.
Bowels, baby. Sure.
As much as I wanted to do a Christmas episode, I mean, I think it might be Bowels, baby.
Jingle Bowels, baby.
There you go. Now we got another song. Jingle Bowels.
Bowels,
baby.
Jingle Bowels, baby.
Holy shit. All right. Let's transition to the marvelous Mark Merrow versus Scott Taylor, a.k.a. Scotty Too Hotty. Merrow gets on the mic and saying that he is in a giving mood this holiday season, and since everyone wanted to see Sable so gosh darn bad, let's giddy up and bring her out here.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go, Sable. What you got on tonight?
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Is that Sable in a furry costume?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is in a furry costume.
You thought she was hot as a sack of potatoes. Wait till you see her as Rudolph.
Yeah, she's dressed as Rudolph. And I know what you're thinking, hot little nose.
Like little reindeer-like thing. No, yeah, it's an entire Rudolph costume.
Like the slutty, it's like when those, when college girls dress as like, I'm a cat for Halloween. Yeah. It's like, you just put on fucking ears.
You just put like whiskers on
your
face.
Exactly. And it's 26 degrees out and you're shivering outside of a frat house. And that, ladies and gentlemen,
you know who was
how I met your mother.
You know, it's not shivering, Sable, because she's got this full reindeer costume on. Like, it's probably warm as hell in that reindeer costume.
Yeah.
And Mark Merrow's loving it. Everyone's pissed. They expected her to be all skanky looking.
Unless the guys that were into furries.
Nobody was a furry back then.
Oh, yeah, no one was a furry back then.
Once squirting happened, then furries came
out. Yeah, once it was like, once we saw squirting, we're like litter boxes.
So would it be better if we were all dressed as animals?
Yeah. Do you think that there are actually like hot girls or guys under that costume? I feel like no, but that's the surprise of it all. It's like a glory hole, right?
It's all imagination. Well, what's great is that you can imagine that it probably is the whole time.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You think that's why it's fun? Because these are people who are never going to hook up with anyone attractive, but then maybe that is an attractive person.
Well, yeah, it's like...
The only thing you can't
get a weird dick, but I guess normal for a fox?
Right. Yeah. What does the fox say? But what you can't hide is girth.
of a person, like a fat person. So if you're a skinny furry that you're hooking up with, you're like, oh, I'm pretty
sure. Well, I feel like fat. You could tell by like just the breathing alone in that costume, you know?
That they're
fat. Like if she's like,
you can tell by how big
they go up, and she's like, I gotta take this fucking helmet off. You're like, yeah, if you gotta take the helmet off, then.
Oh my God, Henry O. Godwin?
Yeah, you got IBS for sure. Yeah.
Oh, is that you?
But, yeah, I guess that.
Cletus?
Yeah, it's probably Cletus. Let me, excuse me, I gotta release some bowels.
Bowels, baby!
In the slop bucket.
That's about the most appropriate place for it.
Yeah. What'd you say? I guess someone's gotta fuck that pig.
Well, let's fuck that pig, ladies and gentlemen. There is an actual match here, though. Sable comes out. She's managing in this reindeer costume.
Yeah. Very short match, though. Mero does hit a TKO for the win. And then Mero does a low blow to Scott Taylor, a little insult to injury, and goes for another TKO. And is that the man himself? Tom Brandy?
Tom Brandy? Is he coming out?
Salvatore Sincere, yeah, comes out and starts beating the shit out of Mero.
Hey, what you doing, Mero? I'm coming out here. You disrespecting me left and right, bro.
I'm in a giving mood, too.
Yeah. I'll give you a little left and a right.
Sable, after the match, finally takes off that costume, and she has a costume underneath it.
It's a costume within a costume. There's layers.
It's like those Russian dolls.
Yeah, but except for she looks like a sexy Santa Claus.
Yeah, she is Mrs. Claus.
I forgot about Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, this is the hottest Mrs. Claus I think I've ever seen.
Well, you haven't seen the real one.
What did she say? Yeah, true. Yeah, it's too cold up there. I'm on the north side, dude. What did she say? She gets on the mic and says she wants to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and blows a kiss or something along those lines. Yeah, it was hot. It was hot.
Nah, that's when you got in the Christmas spirit.
Yes. Yeah. Those jingle bowels.
Bowels, baby!
Yeah. All right. Maybe another jobber match. But we do have 8-Ball. Without MJG, or MJG, right?
MJG, yeah.
Yeah, MJG. Versus, remember the interrogator?
Kurgan, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Kurgan. The big, tall guy from
you know, he's in a pretty, he was in a blockbuster number one movie. Could you guess what it is?
It was a blockbuster award-winning movie.
No.
He's
no,
the guy from The Green Mile,
blockbuster
right?
award. Yeah, no. Not blockbuster award-winning. Maybe. I don't know for sure. But, like, it was number one movie at the time it came out.
Did it come out, like, January 1st at midnight?
No, it came out probably early to mid-2000s, like 2004 or 5. Probably.
Is it The Chaperone with Triple H?
No.
Okay.
It was a good guess.
Though. Yeah, that was that did win an award, right? Worst fucking piece of shit I've ever seen. And I watched it. Yes, I did.
How many times?
Once. Was it
not? In theaters?
No. I think I did buy it for $2.99 on YouTube, though. Yeah, would I know this movie?
Yeah, you know the movie. It's a great movie. I mean, it's one of the movies. It's
early 2000s?
Pop culture.
Who else is in it?
When it came out.
Who else is in it?
See, if I say who else is in it, is I'm going to give it away.
Well, let's see.
Gerard Butler.
Was he in 300?
Yeah. See, I told you.
I know, but I'm pretty stupid. So like, Gerard Butler, I'm like, go on. There's like,
he was like,
there
a
was like
guy.
A cast of 300 people. I'm like, Madagascar? Yeah.
There were a lot of animals.
Yeah, Zootopia. Or what was Zookeeper 2? Or Zootopia?
We bought a zoo.
What am I thinking?
Zootopia is a movie.
Okay, Zootopia.
I heard that there's a hot fox in it played by Shakira.
Hence so, the furry shit. Dude.
Ah, see, yeah.
Everyone's doing these animals this day. So Kurgan hits a sidewalk slam for the win, and 8-Ball does a little extracurricular.
He's holding his own. Still fuck you up.
He's still on that 8-Ball.
But you forget about the rest of the Truth Commission.
Yeah. And they forgot about the Spiker other DOA
and
guy.
And the Jackal. And then, the other guy comes out.
Bones. Skull.
No, Skull.
Skull. Yeah.
So that means now we know that Crush is gone. And then where was Chains? Chains been around.
Chains. Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe Chains left with them. I don't know.
That kind of goes to my whole theory that Chains and Crush were the same person.
Yeah. I never seen them both work for the WWE at the same time. All right, another good match. D'Lo Brown versus Ken Shamrock. And Kenny Boy ends up getting a ankle lock submission for the win. And The Rock gets on the mic after the match and says that he also is in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, oh, oh.
Rock actually hands Ken Shamrock a title match at the Royal Rumble. This is kind of out of character for him.
Yeah, so I guess it's not a very good heel move. He's like, ah, if you're man enough, you'll accept my title.
Yeah.
And then, I'm giving you right now as a Christmas gift. He's like, okay.
And Ken Shamrock, yeah, dude, sounds good to me.
Sounds like a win-win for me.
Dude. Yeah, yeah. Nothing can go wrong. I accept.
It's like a combination of New York guy Ace and Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Nothing can go wrong for me. Yeah. I've got cookies.
I accept that. Let's bring everyone backstage, shall we? Where the Outlaws are still searching the bowels.
Bowels, baby!
Of the building. And I think they find Mankind finally.
Oh, thank God.
Mankind finally comes out of the bowels.
Bowels, baby!
And starts attacking the New Age Outlaws in the most hilarious way. He's literally beating the shit out of them, throwing them all over the place. Meanwhile, like, singing Christmas carols the whole time. But the New Age Outlaws do get an advantage here, and they lock him in a walk-in freezer.
Yeah, what did they say? He's going to be a Mankind-sicle.
Jim Cornette said that. Yeah, Mankind-sicle.
Bow, baby!
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah, don't know how to transition here. Here, play me up. I can be wrong on that. We could both have our own opinion, but I think I'm like, great episode, great episode, great episode. I know we're going to have the main event, hopefully, again. That would make it a little bit better. But I kind of had a feeling that, like, this Christmas was just missing something. It was almost like the star on top of the tree, right? Yeah, it was like a Christmas, which is great. There's presents, hot cocoa, but it didn't snow that year.
Right.
That's
right,
for all my you know, 2020 plus people that know what that's like. Yeah, or it's like you looked under the tree, you got everything but that one present. And right. Then mom and dad go upstairs and go, oh, I think you forgot something. It's that dog that pisses. You're like, fuck, let's go. Fill up that water bottle,
this
baby.
This is the actually best analogy ever. This is the dog that pisses. Luna Vachon and Goldust. The artist formerly known as Goldust presents
AKA the dog who pisses.
I'm pretty sure she called him that a few episodes
the ago. Dog who the pisses? Dog who pisses? Yeah. I knew what I was getting.
Remember that Christmas present from 1997, which is this current year that we're
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Present day. I think that's why they call it Presents Day. Christmas. So Goldust comes out, red face paint and green.
He's painted like a tree. He's got lights on. He's going to put it here, obviously.
I'm actually just going to put it up here for just a hot minute.
It might be on behind us. We might have that background. Yeah.
So Goldust does what he's been doing, and he's got to read a little Christmas story. The best thing about Goldust reading these stories, as he always does, he does like the most super feminine gay voice, and then you just like for every page, it's like it was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, and he's like nothing. What's the word?
No creature was stirring.
No creature was stirring. No. Not even a mouse. And it just changes back to his regular voice. I wonder if he just can't do it for so long or what.
You know who his new tag partner is right now in real life in AEW?
No.
Keith Lee.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're called Naturally Limitless.
Why?
Because he's the natural Dustin Rhodes and Keith Lee's Limitless.
Well, you know, I got the Limitless part. I guess I wasn't following the natural part.
Yep.
But yeah, I guess
Not even a mouse.
Bows, baby. Bows, baby. So, they're going out with this story, and Santa is back, baby. Back from the bows. And he's...
Relax. I was drinking when you said bows.
Yeah, I saw it.
He was never into bows, baby.
Yes. That I can't do it. It brings out a bunch of candy and presents for the crowd, and Goldust and Luna are pissed at this. She goes, "Don't you have a stocking to stuff?" And then Goldust bends over like,
"You know who Luna sounds like? You know from Monsters, Inc., Roz?"
Which one was Roz?
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, I thought that was the one teacher.
She's not a teacher. She's the boss. She runs. She's the manager of the Scare Factory.
Oh, Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, that's Luna Vachon.
Yeah, definitely. What? I was watching Luna in here. I'm like, definitely just gross, right? But yeah. Just like
you'd think Gangrel's in that if she wasn't a demon in the sack.
Yeah, I guess. What's this? What did he tell me in that cameo? Suck him dry.
Fanging and banging.
Suck him dry.
Balls, baby.
I mean, that does work for his character.
You were living these last 2 years with this mentality that Gangrel told you suck him dry. So, like, everything that, like, you get this really, like, tough day at work. Like, well, Gangrel told me to suck him dry, so I'm gonna fucking do, man. I'm sucking this day dry.
No, I just been embezzling so much money from the company. I'm like, they're like, aren't you a little, I'm like, you're taking too much. My inner dialogue, and I'm like, suck him dry.
Like Gangrel said, suck
I really had the best 2 years of my life.
Banging and banging. Yeah, banging and banging. How different would it have been if you knew that's what it was?
Yeah. I would have been not married if it was fanging and banging. Yeah. Now I'm just like, suck him dry. It still works, though, right?
Yeah.
I feel he might
said suck him dry. You're right.
2 years, we're going to be like, why does it sound familiar? The old suck him dry. We're going to have to go back to this episode. Santa then gets in the ring and whips the shit out of Goldust with his sack. His bag of... It can go either way here, right?
His sack, yeah.
His big old sack. And lo and behold, his beard started to come off. Rips the beard off, and it's time. It's time. It's Christmas time. Vader, the man they call Vader. Apparently, these guys have a match at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, because they were fucking with him this whole time.
Yeah.
And then he flashed him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you can't do that.
You can't do that. So, yeah, it's going to be a big thing to Royal Rumble. We got a good card shaping up, and we still got a few weeks.
Yeah,
so I'm sure we're going to get another DOA versus the Boricuas match.
I can't wait to see. We'll definitely have to do a pick thing on, like, the five jobbers that we don't ever see that will be in there. Yeah. I'm still just curious to see, like, just... Who's still on the payroll, you know? Obviously, they bring back some, like, Hall of Famer guys for a little bit.
Hacksaw, I think.
We should
throw some, like... Like, the only person I remember last year that came that was, like, unexpected, like, was Terry Funk, I think.
Did he? I was going to say...
He was in it.
I think he plays a big role in the NBA. This one again, yeah, I imagine that. So let's move on to the main event here. Triple H versus Shawn Michaels for the European Championship. And they come out. Shawn takes a light bump, falls down on the ground. Triple H goes from one ring to the next rope, to the other rope, to the other rope, to the other rope, and does a very light body slam.
One. Two. Three.
Was that two or three?
Oh, it's a couple, two or three, and no!
European champion of the world, Hunter Hurst Helmsley.
With China.
With China, yeah. And Shawn gets on the mic, and he's crying.
Ah, so much, such an emotion.
Triple H says, I haven't been this happy since the birth of my first son. I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, there's like fucking a pregnant bitch in the crowd just like...
Oh, it was
I beg to differ, Hunter.
It was one of the sexually trafficked ladies that Jake the Snake
or the ones that were up. We saw some some hot broads in that
car. Dude, I missed the one Southern girl that she's like, I like him. He's nice. Should I go help him? Like, she was going to go help him when the snake was on him, dude. When Damien was having his way with him.
Oh, fucking Damien.
She was my favorite, dude.
Damien's motto, suck him dry. So, Sergeant...
Still faking his bed.
Still faking, yeah. I feel like Gangrel should have been suck him dry. Damien should have been faking and banging, right? Somewhere they merged characters for a minute there. Yeah, what a missed opportunity. Yeah. So Sergeant Slaughter is standing at the end of the Titantron while these guys are thinking they got one over on the old commish. And Sergeant Slaughter says under his breath, you'll be facing Owen Hart for that title next week.
They don't even realize that it's going to happen. So yeah. That'll be good. Little Owie, hopefully we get a title win. I think he does become European champion at one point, so this could be it.
I can see. I was saying to you when that match happened, I'm like, now let him face Owen Hart right away. Yeah. But we didn't have enough time because Christmas was right around the corner.
Yes, it was
and
all.
And Santa had to go back to work. You know, he had a big day.
He had shit to do and places to be.
8 days or whatever. I think this was on the 20th, right?
22nd.
5 days. 4 days. Two, three. Couple, two, three.
So a couple, 2, 3 days.
It's a couple, 2, 3 days. Christmas around the corner. Yeah, a couple, 2, 3 days.
So stupid.
Anything else? I feel like we did pretty good.
I don't know. I think next week is our last one of the year, so we got to have our end of year awards. Not awards, but you know what we consider awards.
Yeah, maybe we just do our own episode on that. The recap?
No, we'll do it. We'll do it. Because so this was so good that the next episode's not going to be that great. So we'll breeze through it, and then we can do our just whatever we think of as best match, best Raw, best pay per view,
best sign,
best titties.
Yeah,
you know, best bowels, baby.
Best Santa. We got to see two Santas. Who is your favorite?
Save it.
They won't tune in if we don't. All right. In the meantime, a good night.
And God bless us, everyone.